Fire, what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Give thanks to life. You're not gonna fire keep.
Serious thing, fire. We here again, Bald Head and the Grid. Give thanks for everyone tuning in still. You know, if you get a chance, share with your peers, your loved one, if you feel the reason on our heights and it could benefit someone.
Yes, sir.
All right, what we reason about today?
Well, you know, today we are reason about learning when to actually cut off a person as opposed to when you're supposed to have patience with them. Because we feel like there's a big confusion most of the time when it comes to relationship, and not just intimate relationship. People have this big squabble about, all right, we should have more patience with this individual because, you know, it takes time and things not work out right. But you realize that time go on and 3 years gone, 4 years gone, 10 years gone, same a bit, you know. I was still say, right, patience. So sometimes it seemed like I just cut the need to cut off the relationship then, probably form something new or get away from the party, you know. So that's the reasoning today.
No, I like that topic. And I'll speak on first from personal experience, right? And this is not even relationship, like intimate relationship, but relationship in regards to human relationships, right? And because I've always been a progressive person and progressive people can relate to this situation, you notice people want to be around you, not the sake for being around you, but for what they can get from you, right? And you tend to have a lot of parasites around you. And what I notice is that, I don't know if it was insecurity, I don't know what it is, but it's something I had to grow out with because I'm a man quick to cut people off. Right, I'm a man quick to cut people off right now, but before that wasn't the case. And I have to admit, I would accept treatment that wasn't irie fire. You know, and sometimes you see people using you and you just say, man, maybe it's that time where you try to justify it. In all reality, in my experience, what I had to come to the conclusion that I think it's the Christian upbringing with this idea of forgiveness that kind of messed up everything for me and extended my patience and extended the time I was giving people, you know? And I'm not recommending that anyone cut someone off right away immediately, but this idea that people, all right, you see this idea that people are going to change is very detrimental. Because in order for someone to change, one, they have to acknowledge that something's wrong and they have to be willing to put in the work. And that's where things get a little tricky, right? People aren't willing to put in the work to change their behavior. So the truth is, and people can attest to this if they kind of refer to their own interactions with people, it's very rare that someone changes their character or their behavior for the better. Usually the behavior is pretty consistent from young age until they drop out. But I think what's happening now, we have this hope, like we're hoping for a better day in a sense that this person will change. And sometimes it's actually unfair to ask for that person to change because the person that you believe they should be is just not in their character, is not in their DNA. This is the true person. We don't want to accept it. We have an idea about the person and we're hoping that the person turns into that idea, but we don't accept that the person just may be a conniving person. The person may just be a thief. The person may just be a liar. The person just may be a troublemaker. You know, we don't want to accept that that's the true nature of the person. So we hope that the person would change, not accepting saying, hey, you know, that is what the person is.
I know a funny thing, yeah, reason about this, and just come to my mind. You know, sometimes the person not even have all of them bad characteristics there. Sometimes me just strongly believe, say, certain spirit just not align in a certain surrounding together, same way. You ever meet somebody and it's not like to them characteristic is the worst characteristics, you know. It's not like them are the worst person. They might have good traits, they might have bad traits, just like everybody else. But for them bad traits, them are some traits where it just not align with your principle. So it not means that, yeah, when it comes to cutting off somebody, that means that the person have to be the worst person, you know. Sometimes it's just different parts and a person needs to travel to same way. And I just them think that I feel like enough people try cling on to the ideas, where you say the concept and the idea of where it's supposed to be. And it's good for you have hope, same way that hope can take you over the bridge there and make certain things can mean, you know, but it have really be a mutuality from both party and the effort. And sometimes I want to put in the effort too, but the effort that them are put in, it's not in alignment with your goal. Because remember, you know, it's not like you're going to be a dictator, same way. But you have your standard. And you see, when you have your standard, it's not something where me feel like you have a job for nobody at all. So if you tell yourself, say, anybody will come around you, You want them always irie. You want them always a laugh. You want them always have a joy. But the person, you know, they might be a good person, but every time them come around, them have a screw face. Them have a demeanor way. It's kind of sulky. And it's the one built in of them personality. So as me say, in a means of them is a bad person because them could have good tendencies. But it's just that not that you want around you. And that's okay. Because you can define your space. And you can define who come in a your little bubble in your space. Same way, not that you must be selfish. But you have to define what you want for yourself. And you see something you want for yourself. Somebody goal or somebody behaviors or characteristics don't match what you want for yourself. Yeah, that's when you have overstand. So you can't cut back. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I feel that not to go to extreme cases I was doing before, but to deal with what you were just saying is that I think people are accepting of behaviors for a long period of time is one, low self-esteem. They don't believe that they deserve better treatment. I think that's like the biggest problem, you know. Also, loneliness, fire. The older that I get, the more I observe people. I notice the old fire. People just don't want to be by themselves, you know. So whether it's just like relationships and friendships, because I was at the gym, right? And it's not, I want to be clarified, it's not the fact I was in people's business, but it was super loud, yeah. So the person here talking about, I guess they're going out with some people and they just carrying on about the people, about this and that. So I'm just like, why are you going out with them then? If the people are so, I guess it's a group of friends, right? They were going out for the night. And yeah, if the people are so toxic and they're so bad, why are you going out with them? You know, like, why don't you stay in your house by yourself? So I just came to the understanding that I guess instead of being in your house by yourself, contented, you rather go out with people who cause you distress almost, frustration, fire, right? But here go the kicker. You probably have more distress if you're by yourself and you got to deal with yourself. So it's like, I'd rather deal with that stress than deal with the distress of really being by myself, because fire, people don't want to be with themselves. And I notice in our society, that's why our society is so good for people in general, because it always keeps you distracted. There's always something to do to prevent you from dealing with yourself, you know? So we have to just factor in regards to people just holding on to toxic. Hey, people fighting. I remember when I was younger, people used to get drunk and fight. Grown men, they get drunk and fight, slap each other up, then they chill it the next day. And this is a constant thing. Bro, this is beyond a toxic relationship. You're literally pounding each other in the head, trying to harm each other, then y'all chilling the next day. You know, whether it's family members or friends. And so it's just like, I'm not trying to argue with nobody every day. Fight. It's just, you know, we just don't need to interact. I don't need the stress. I don't need the problems. But like, why? And also, we spoke about this before, right? Some people like drama. You know, that's the next thing. It's just like they don't want to be in a mutual chill relationship is boring. We speak about the same thing in relationships, right? Like it's just like boring to just have a genuine brethren or sister that supports you. You check in on once in a while. Everything's iry. There's not much to gossip about. There's just kind of an uplifting vibe. It's boring to people. There's no drama. There's no back and forth. There's no aggression. So all these things we have to factor in regards to why people don't cut people off. But I think that self-esteem, especially in relationships, in regards to like your lady or a lady being with a guy, I think that's people don't feel deserving of proper treatment. They don't feel they're deserving of being treated on the heights. So until you kind of deal with yourself and have that self-love and kind of weed out whatever's going on that you feel deserving of lower end treatment, you'll continue to accept and actually search for it and run away from good treatment. That's the thing, people like, yeah, I just be observing people, bro, and just listening. Like some people actually run away from good relationships.
You know, fire, a pure fox there talk, and I want this digest. In the part where I mentioned about loneliness, I want the people them really take some time to digest the part there, because, and then something we want to fly over people's head. You see the same drama we talk about, it's just a scapegoat. The drama is really like a scapegoat type of thing for the loneliness, you know, like people literally out there so afraid, like big people, grown people, afraid to be alone enough. Like if them be alone, them don't know what to do, them don't know what to say. I want to say even be alone. We can think about even the TV and that too, and certain different things. So them find so much different escapes just to take away from the loneliness. That like them not overstand say being by yourself is okay too. And that's one of the main reason why so much people belittle themselves and lead towards a direction and start end up in a certain company where them not need for they now. But a person who will listen might have said, oh, they had them a reason, and they had them not even tell we how to differentiate when really for say, all right, when we're supposed to really have the patience, and when we're supposed to know, say, a time come for cut off a person. Yeah, well, it, by that, made us say, all right, watch this now. And first and foremost, you're not supposed to have patience with nobody when you have no purpose and a meaning towards your life. So you see, for somebody with of purpose and meaning to your life, at the first step, that way you can say, all right, I'm going to take a try to actually have some patience with them so them can get to the developmental stage where them need to get to. And you see, even beyond the purpose in your life, you think about now. So if this person was supposed to resolve these traits, where these negative traits would have probably lead to me cutting them off and them resolve them thing, yeah, how would this benefit not just them? Because remember, you are the, your temple, we are talking about your peace of mind, we are talking about your tranquility, you know. How this benefit your well-being and how it benefit the relationship going forward? What can be developed from that? Because you see, if we think about a stagnant type of thing, then there's no farmer patience we have support towards that. I'm thinking that that's something
to say. I can't get to the button. Like, check this show. You ever see these movies where, like, somebody come in the mix and somebody come in the family with pure corruption and mix up, like, some neighbor or something? And I think the people are wrong. Reason being is that they're giving too much chances to strangers. Can't nobody come in your area with no weird behavior, right? They cut off ASAP. The patience, I believe, comes with somebody you have equity with, somebody you've been with for a long time, and they come with some weird vibes now, and whether something's going on, that's not the normal behavior. But if somebody initially coming around with mix up, that get cut off ASAP. I don't have time for that. You can't go introduce yourself to be with mix up. You know, so I think we're giving chances and all this patience to people who haven't built equity with us, have spent time and been through the thing and built up that relationship. And it's red flags. But if you just initially meeting somebody and they be coming around you with certain vibes, what's the point of continuing the relationship to the point that is disruptive? Yes, we have certain relationships like a business relationship or a working relationship where you can work together, but you don't have to be on the heights where you're at. Y'all just do your work and keep it moving. But if somebody coming around you with certain energy, what are we trying to accomplish? And there's a correlation. Yo, I've been meds and stuff. So I don't know if it's the break fire. It's pure woods I've been walking lately and all this thing about life, right? And I've been praying. It's like people out here trying to save others so they don't have to deal with themselves, yeah. It's a lot of busy, everybody dealing with everybody else, but they're not dealing with, yo, people got more patience with other people than they do with their own self. You pray it. So the thing weird is like this, what do you want to call it? Not deflection, but this avoidance comes in many different ways. You mentioned earlier about people having the TV on. You know who you are. How many people have TV, every TV on in the house, right? And they on their cell phone. They're not watching it. They just need noise. They constantly need a distraction. They cannot deal with quiet. They can't deal with no quiet fight. And that's a dangerous thing if you can't deal with just quiet yourself. It's a very dangerous thing. So a lot of people in a dangerous position. What do you call it? Introspection or whatever. Like looking within yourself, they can't get to that realm because it's constant distraction. And if there's no distraction there, they're going to find one. They're going to go from the social media to the phone to creating problems. And that's the thing. A lot of people create problems that's not there, right? Sometimes people explain stuff to you by the time they explain to you. But suppose fine, you created that problem. It's not really a problem. You literally created something to worry about and some drama to take place right there.
Fire. Actually, I didn't even know. So right now, may I tell you, it's a different mystical reasoning. This is not a normal reasoning. That is the core thing, fire. Most of the problem them with the people them have. Even the bad characteristic them where we are talking about, are just some people who are create something for me, we're toxic, you know. So it's like some toxic buildup, you know. So say example, you are wonder if you supposed to cut off a person, but no for the problem them with the person they have, just some toxic buildup we created internally, you know. And sometimes you have to admit to yourself, and I said then, we may try from a logical perspective for overstand how the problem even arise in the first place. And yes, when you reach to the point there, it's like your head start hurt your fire because you, from a logical perspective, could have never figure out how the people get themselves in a negative. You see, this negative mindset fire is a thing I'm realizing that most people, you talk to some people and it's like, you try to show them every single positive in the book where you can show them, but I'm going to tell you, say, no, but it's this, that. All right. Recently, I'm not going to call the name. Somebody end up reaching a positive situation, see some benefits, see the, what do I call it now, the light at the end of the tunnel for one particular situation where them did really, really in a desperate position. Them jump the hurdle. And you see the next day when them jump the hurdle, maybe they introduce the next problem. So I may have to say, they had them couldn't really just find a little space to breathe. So you see towards my mindset now, fire. My mindset that tell me, say, one thing now, if me can't even get a day break from the negative mindset there, then me no want to deal with you none at all because your mindset not have no room for positive. Because the hurdle, what me tell about is a drastic hurdle, you know, it's like a life and death hurdle, you know. Yeah, them beat that and them not even have a space to say, oh, give thanks to life, today is a good day, you know. Everything not 100, but today is a good day because we beat this drastic hurdle. There's more hurdles still. But at least we get over this, not even at daybreak. And that's when we feel like most people come with them have this toxic buildup where it just constantly going. See, here what happened now. You see, you know, you're not for them social circle. You know, you're not for them group. You know, imagine you know, I spend all some hours on the phone now. I talk about us negative. You become a negative person by association, you know. And that most people don't understand, you know, you have to cut off them thing there. If you don't cut off them negative vibes there by association, believe me, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year down the line, you are going to become the same negative person where you would have run from in the first place. So you see, as the advisor, I'm going to give the ones then, leave it from early when you can, because you see, when you're stuck in a certain things and you can't get out any further because of some form of different attachment, it's going to make your life miserable.
And two things I want to touch on fire. Right? One is this friend thing. You see the media, like Hollywood, they really drilled in this idea that you have these life friends, like you have these five friends you're going to be doing everything with, right? A lot of those relationships are toxic. And like, I think it's very rare for you to have at least two people in your life that really support you, really love you, and someone that's like just real with you and be with you on the long run. All those other people are associates that come and go. People are mistaking the associates for friends. And I think that's where the issue is taking place. You know, and it's just like, with the whole negative thing too, going back to what you just said, it's just habits. I don't know, Fi. I think people trying to hurt themselves in preparation for being hurt. So it's like, I can't deal with stuff going wrong. So let me just like make stuff wrong. What do you call it? Self-sabotage in a sense? So I think they're prepping their mind.
Exactly that.
Yeah. So I think they're prepping their mind. So like if things go wrong, it doesn't hurt as much. Because, enough people I can't even talk to, Fi. Because the average person is extremely negative and dark. No hope, no nothing, everything a problem. So I just slow them and keep it moving. You know, before I used to try to talk to people, I ain't gonna lie to you, but from a person open their mouth and they start saying certain stuff, I just dip off, you know, because there's no reason me wasting time talking to this person, you know, because what they're dealing with, I can't help them personally. And I'm not here to save the world, you know, and I gotta keep myself intact and my thing focused and my mental health and on a certain realm. So, and it's not, I want to be clear, it's not like you're trying to be over positive or anything, or where it's just delusional, right? But you have to have a realistic view at stuff. Everything's not good, everything's not bad. Everything's not gonna not work out, and everything is gonna work out. But we just need a balance. But it seems like people are too, because I've been around people who bouncing off the wall, like anything, they have some, it's like they're in denial about the realities of life. Then you have other ones who are just so dark they can't see the realities of life and the balance. You know, I think in you as a person with all things, you have to be balanced. Like, hey, there's good and bad, but you can't have hope for the future. And I think that in our society, a mixture of, I don't know, that especially people who watch news, right? They're very hopeless. That's what we have. We have a lot of hopeless people in society. And like, the thing I learned about the news is that the reason it's news is because it's a unique event. So let's do the math, right? Say you have like, it's like 360 million people in the U.S., right? And you have a couple hundred murders. It's not that wild at the end of the day compared to other places, especially for America. In all reality, it may sound a way, but it really, like, the reason they're talking about the event is one to distract you, but it's a unique occurrence. And most people don't live in neighborhoods where every time they go out the house, they see a killing. That's just not the case. You know, they start to absorb trauma and fear that's taken in other places that have nothing to do with them. They live in a totally different environment. They live in a totally different life, but they're like living in fear for what's going on way over there. You know, and like, as I stated before, it seems people want something to worry about. They can't function without something to complain about or something to worry about. Because what would life be, you know? So that's just the vibe. But anyone listening, I really tell you, man, you may have to go through a little period where you by yourself and work on yourself, you know, and distance yourself from people. You know, it may be a way. And I highly recommend that you get off social media, you know, for a while. Take a little detox. I noticed with that, there's a big thing with this comparison thing that's flopping out a lot of people's mind, constantly comparing themselves to people's lives. Definitely want to take a break from social media. Definitely want to just work on yourself. That's what people need to do, right? We just need to work on themselves, you know? And like, I'm not no Bible man, right? But there is allegories in there. And like, I think for whatever reason, whatever message they were trying to get across there, there was a reason people were distancing themselves and isolating themselves for a certain period of time. Because you really have to purge and just distance yourself from people. And you'll be shocked at how different your perspective is of the world and yourself. You know, and don't be scared. Like, you got to go in the forest, right? There's a lot of things going on inside. You got to deal with yourself. So you're either going to deal with it or you're not going to grow. It's not much options, right? You could just be in denial for the rest of your life, or you could work on it. If you're a person that can't work it on your own, I advise you link up with some therapist or somebody to talk to, or some elder or something. But there is work you need to do if you're off. And people, I think people know if, well, I don't know. Some people far gone where they don't know they're off. But the average person knows something not right, you know, something not right inside, you know. Has something have to be off while you just constantly behaving in a certain manner that's detrimental to yourself and those around you.
And it comes like the meditation line still, look, yesterday I just used a word a while ago, growth. And I really that me just a wait for that I don't talk for mention, you know. You see, all heap of time when I overstand say, well, mindset a block of growth. You see me, I say the people them with their own a block with growth, because here with them here now. You see the bad vibes enough people come with, and the constant time where you have to take away from yourself for focus on them for in order for get things together. It start block your growth now, because your growth, you are required for your growth now. Your growth, I forget water now, like a plant, you know. And you see, in order for your growth really manifest the right way, it take a meditation for right. So you see, every time something take it out of your meditation, it set your growth back, you know. See, if it overs now, where I get a little bit of economics in the thing now. If it overs our America and all of them supposed first world country to work, you realize that them say them a capitalist nation, right? The Western world, so them focus upon capitalism. But them is not a purebred capitalist nation, you know, because you can't have a purist capitalism, you know, in order to make it work, it have to have a mixture of different economical system. And you know the reason why them have to mix that in order, them have majority capitalism, you know, but them have to mix it with other system, because you see, if it was pure, the one made one thing there, it have got a lack of something, and it have got to be minimal. Because you see that free market what them tell about, It can't designate it for succeed. It only if it have a mixture of different things. So the reason why I say that now is that when you talk about idealism and you talk about what the other one I'm going to know, being a realist and being an idealist, you have to have a mixture too. So like, for example, now, me always tell myself, say, no, man, the thing that I can't feel, but no, realistically, I know, say, the mission can go south, you know. But me, until the time they come, me now put that in at the mix. So I'm telling myself, say, yo, it's half a work, it's half a work. There's nothing where can go wrong in this particular thing. But my realistic enough overstand say that that is how life work. Everything that actually work, all you want it for work. So you see, by saying that, me I show that them say, if you have a meditation where you want carry out, in order of, and you have a mixture of the two of them thing there, then there is no reason why you should have a mixture of both of them there and know your destination where you want to go, but have somebody who come in a year circle who come to stop that by making you focus more upon them. And that one of the main things for you. We are block growth by a focus upon too much of them people. I mean, I feel like so we're supposed to have the patience for you to deal with some of them negative vibes there. Unless there's some revolutionary work you are dealing with, a community development. And you say, boy, I know, so you have my fire be a gun and thing. But if you have some patience who overstand, say, 400 years of brainwashing or whatever, and we could really change the cycle, then you know, we have to do about 400 or 1 years or something now, thing. Try and make the thing get better. We understand the particular part when it comes to development, community development, or general things. Basically, you know, your personal space fire, nothing at all not supposed to drain your energy. Anything where drain your energy, you know, tell me not about no patience. Cut it off quick, quick, quick. I tell them that.
No, facts, why? And I'm glad you clarified that part. I'm glad you clarified that part in regards to community work, because anyone who deal with the people know it's very frustrating, right? But in regards to like your personal thing, people definitely have to get to a point where they cut people off, because as I said, we have one go around within this realm that I'm aware of, and we don't have time to waste, you know? And some people let people just sit around too long and do too much damage in their personal life and in their family. You know, so certain people just don't need to be around. And even some people just have a history of certain things, and you're pre-warned about certain people for whatever reason, you still let them in. You know, so it's just like, I don't know what else to say, you know, but I think my grandmother talked about discernment, you know, and you gotta put on your spider senses. I don't know what you call it, your third eye or this or that, and listen to your gut. I will say this, right? My gut's been pretty accurate. You know, sometimes I've my gut was telling me one thing and I did the under and I paid for it. I'll be the first one to admit it. But my gut is pretty as like a 99.9% accuracy. It's told me stuff, right? I choose not to do it and I deal with the consequences. I accept the consequences of my actions. You know, in regards to people, it's just like, no, the vibe, this person is not where it's at for whatever reason, you know? So I can recommend though, more than anything, fire. People need to deal with themselves, yo. You know, and a little silence won't harm you. You know, as I said, I am not a therapist. I don't know if you want to go to a therapist or if you're on the heights where you could deal with yourself, but everybody always need to be working on themselves. And the way to work on yourself is you have to kind of have a little quiet time. And you need time off from the drama and the mix up and the blender. I don't know how people fight. I'm a man, I'm a one away man. I don't deal with drama. It's just not around me. But I don't know how people do it. I know they love it and they crave for it, but I don't know how mentally they do this every single day. Because you have the celebrity drama, you have the domestic drama, like local drama. You know, they like the drama in their relationship. Some people like, you know, they just like problems. I'm a man like peace and quiet. So
wicked fight, wicked.
You know, big time, you know? So we give thanks for everyone tuning in. We are Ball Head and the Drill. Remember, far right there, the Bridgerton EP there and the link still blazing. He has some new work coming out for you. And he has some videos there too in the description. So make sure you watch and support the thing. So we give thanks till next time, and we give thanks for everyone supporting. And I want to say, we really appreciate for people listening, right? But this thing deeper than listening is the application. Listening is one part, the fact that you hear. But the thing is applying what you hear, you know, and fighting with it and continue to do it and let these things become a habit. Because the point of all this is for people to build and people to grow up and get better. It's not no like, it's not like we making money doing this in the fight. We just here building. But like apply. You know, the little life experience we have, we just share with you and it actually works. But apply some of these things and kind of You gotta love certain people in certain environments, right? You just love them because it's no benefit to you. If you're
sometimes,
go ahead.
You know, said so add to that, sometimes once in the worst and say, we even find all the solution during all the reasoning. Fine. Sometimes we even come in at the reason I have all the solution to something. I just reasoning bring forward the solution in a fire. So I said, the next part to people for overstanding. It's not like when I try being a perfectionist, but you know, when just I try and reason and I show the people them say, yo, many different ways to work out the
thing. Fire freestyle, it, we know? Freestyle. This not ain't no scripted reason or nothing. Fire and link up and say, yo, what we talking about? We just reason out the thing. That's how we deal with the thing, you know, so the thing set. But we give thanks for everyone and keep doing your thing and stay safe and stand firm, you know. Oh, also, too, remember Sunday we spending there, WLOI, I Never Knew Radio, 9 to 11 a.m. Roots rock reggae music, playing music with a message, making sure the message is in the music, right? Every Sunday, 10 to 11 a.m. on WLOI.org.